Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Thursday, August 21. In Squiz Kids Today, SA's soy sauce fish ban, India's garbage cafes, the great London Zoo weigh-in, and a cruise ship chaos fake. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
Hands up if you've ever had takeaway sushi. I can't see you, but I'm guessing a whole lot of you have your hands up in the air right now. Now, keep your hands up if you've enjoyed a splash of soy sauce on your sushi roll. Mmm, that salty goodness packaged up in those cute little plastic fish. Well, the soy sauce fish may soon be a thing of the past, with South Australia passing a new law to ban them as part of its crackdown on what's called single-use plastics. What's a single-use plastic, I hear you ask? It's exactly what it sounds like. A piece of plastic. Think a plastic fork or a plastic straw or a plate or a plastic bag that's intended to be used only once and then thrown out. And the thing is, they're really bad for the environment. Not least because once you throw them out, they go into landfill and take ages to break down. Or worse, they make their way into the natural environment, places like rivers, lakes, and our oceans, and cause all sorts of problems for the fish, turtles, dolphins, and birds that live there. And so, from September 1, South Australia will ban the soy sauce fish, with other Australian states considering following their lead. Because while they're a super convenient way to get a little bit of a soy sauce hit, there are other types of packaging that aren't nearly as damaging to the environment. And because making small changes in the way that we behave can have a big impact on the other creatures we share this planet with. And if it helps out a seabird or a turtle, isn't that worth it?
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in India, where people are eating in cafes and paying for it with garbage. Yes, you heard right, they're using garbage to pay for their meals. The garbage cafes serve the usual kind of food you find in India. Curries, rice, samosas and dal. Mmm. But instead of handing over cash at the end of your meal, customers hand over plastic waste that they've collected from the streets. 1 kilogram of plastic rubbish, be it water bottles, plastic bags, or food wrappers, will get you an entire meal, including rice, roti, salad, pickles, and 2 veggie curries. Yes, that's right, kids, veggies, because they're good for you. So stop pulling faces up the back there. And the best bit, it solves 2 problems at once. You see, there are lots of people in India who don't have a lot of money and struggle to find nutritious meals to eat each day. And there's a lot of plastic waste. These new government-run cafes are filling empty tummies and helping to clean up the streets. Genius.
Animal Kingdom.
Have you ever seen your mum and dad step up onto the bathroom scales and let out a groan? Yep. Happens in my house a lot too. So, spare a thought for the thousands of animals who call London Zoo home who this week have taken part in the zoo's annual weigh-in. One of the important jobs for zookeepers is to make sure the animals in their care are well fed, but that they don't lose too much weight and don't put on too much weight, which is to say that they have a good diet and plenty of exercise. And to keep track, they perform an annual weigh-in, where they take a set of scales into every animal enclosure and, often using food, persuade the animals to hop on to be weighed. We're talking penguins, meerkats, lemurs, capybara, and even the zoo's resident Galapagos giant tortoises. My question is, though, who convinces the elephant to get on the scales? And how big have those scales got to be? And my other question is, what about the snakes? Do they use the zoo's scales, or do the snakes bring their own scales? Ah, there it is, the dad joke alarm. I actually thought that was one of my better dad jokes. Every Thursday, Squizzy the News Hound sticks his snout into Squiz Kids HQ to report back on fishy things he's sniffed out on the internet. And today, his nose is twitching because he smells a fake. This time, in the form of a video that's doing the rounds of Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram. It shows a cruise ship ploughing through enormous waves, with people on the deck being blown sideways and even jumping overboard. It's a very dramatic video, and not surprisingly, it's been shared hundreds of thousands of times. Except, the entire thing is a fake. It's an AI-generated video, taking videos of big waves and editing them together with videos of cruise ships, pretending to show, as a matter of fact, something that never actually happened. And it's another reason why we should always do as Squizzy tells us each and every week, and that is to stop, think, and check before believing everything we see online. And another reason to check out NewsHounds, Squiz Kids' very own, totally free media literacy resource for primary school kids, teaching them how to separate online fact from fiction. Head to squizkids.com.au to get involved.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. In which country are garbage cafes offering food in exchange for plastic waste? Well done if you said India. Question number two. Which Aussie state has banned plastic soy sauce fish? Did you say South Australia? You would be correct. Question number three. Name the zoo where animals are this week taking part in an annual weigh-in. Well done if you said London Zoo.
Shout outs.
It's Thursday, August 21. Today is the birthday of the world's fastest man, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt. It's also my lovely wife Shay's birthday. So, if you happen to share a birthday with her, you must also be a pretty special person. And speaking of which, it's a special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today. Aria from Forest Lake, Titus from Mitcham, Isaac from Melbourne, Bailey from Abbotsford, Magnus from Subiaco, Sydney from Fairlight, Bonnie from Wagga Wagga, Harper from Birkacup, Ava from Gordon Vale, and Emin from Sydney. And classroom shoutouts today go to Class 6E with Ms. Harford at Sherwood State School, Class 5A with Mr. Guy at Mansfield State School, and Room 32 with Mr. Ward at Salisbury Heights Primary School. And finally, a shout-out to our newest Squiz Kids listener, the Speaker of the House of Australia's Federal Parliament, Mr. Milton Dick, MP, who's promised to add Squiz Kids to his podcast list on his morning run. Great to have you on board, Mr. Speaker. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout-out, or if you're after a classroom shout-out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with the Kids vs. Adult Weekly News Quiz, your chance to test who's been paying the most attention to the week that just was. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.